إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنة رسوله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my respected elders and dear brothers all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman may Allah pa keep us all firm and steadfast upon iman give us our death upon iman and raise us up on the day of qiyamah with iman the person who lives with iman and dies with iman he is successful in the sight of Allah irrespective of whether that person was rich or poor, sick or healthy, black or white, from this part of the world or that part of the world, literate or illiterate, whatever the worldly condition of that person could have been, could have been a multi-millionaire, a billionaire, or he could be sleeping in a shack with just food for the day. But if that person had iman, in the sight of Allah, this person is successful. The person who dies without iman, whoever that person can be, can be the president of the country, or can be the most celebrated freedom fighter for the country, or can be the billionaire, or millionaire, or zillionaire, whatever it may be. But if this person leaves this world without iman, this person is a total failure forever and ever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah keep us with iman, take us with iman, and raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with iman. And part of our imaniyat, our beliefs, is we have to believe in all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. When we were small, we went to madrasa, we learnt our kalimas. Allah make it such that daily we must read our kalima to refresh and renew our iman. Awwal kalima, doyam kalima, siyum kalima, fourth kalima, fifth kalima, iman mujmal, iman mufassal. You all have learned our kalimas in madrasa. So daily before sleeping, you should try to revise and read our kalimas. The first kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second kalima, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثالث كلمة سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. فاذ كلمة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. فاذ كلمة اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيء وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم به وأستغفرك لما تبت عنه وتبرأت عنه من الكفر والشرك والكذب والمعاصي كلها أسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله إيمان مجمل آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه إيمان مفصل آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. So iman mufassal, I bring iman in Allah. I bring iman in all His malaika, the angels of Allah. Wa kutubihi, I bring iman in all the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Quran, and all the books that Allah has revealed. I bring iman in the day of Qiyamah, al-yawm al-akhir. I bring iman in taqdeer. All conditions that are coming on the face of this earth, good conditions, bad conditions, easy conditions, difficult conditions, all are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, and life after death. After this life, another life is going to come. It will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. So one of the articles of belief, one of the things that we believe in is our rusuli. We believe in all the Rasuls, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the first to the last. from Adam alayhi salam till Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In between, approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam came. And each and every one of them, they came with one message of Allah, the message of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi of Allah, whether it was Adam alayhi salam, whether it was Idris alayhi salam, whether it was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was Musa alayhi salam, whether it was Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, whether it was Harun alayhi salam, whether it was Yaqub alayhi salam, whether it was Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salam. And who was Nabi Isa alayhi salam? Who the Christians call him Jesus Christ. But we call him Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam. In the Quran Sharif, there's one lady's name mentioned. No other lady's name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And the only lady's name that's mentioned in the entire Quran Sharif is Maryam alayhi salam. Isa the son of Maryam. Because Isa alayhi salam was born without any father. He was born through the Qudrat of Allah with only a mother. Who was Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam? إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا. The mother of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, her husband was Hazrat Imran. When she was pregnant, she made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the pregnancy, that, oh Allah, that the child that I am carrying, I'm going to make this child waqf for your deen. So serve your deen totally. And something for us to learn, when our families are expecting, this first son of mine, this first child of mine, to become this professional and that professional, and going to earn so much money for me, and do this for me, I'll retire, and this child is going to work for me. And we plan a whole dunya of the child before the child is even born. But the tartib of the Quran Sharif, and what we learn from the Quran Sharif, is how we plan the deen of the child. That, oh Allah, this child is in my womb, I'm making this child waqaf for your deen. To serve your deen, oh Allah. You see that if you make that niyat of deen for the child will grow up to be a coolness of our eyes. Allah Pak forbid, if you make the niyat of only dunya for the child will get the dunya. But at the end of the day, the child will give us a kick in the back, get out from here, it's my house now. Sign it now under my name. Whole life you work for that house, but at the end of the day, you go live in an old age home, this house is mine now. Me and my wife will enjoy ourselves. You become the nanny for our children, our grandchildren, we go for holiday. May Allah Pak save all of us. But we make the niyat of deen, the proper tarbiyat of our children from small, they'll be grow up to be coolness of our eyes. Nevertheless, when the child was born, now she was expecting a male child, a son to be born. So son can be of service of deen. Now this girl is born. Oh Allah, this girl is born. And a girl is not like a boy. A boy can go for jihad. A boy can work in a masjid. A boy can go from person to person giving dawah. But the place of the lady is inside the house. Not outside in the marketplace, etc. وَقَرُنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ Inside the house. Nevertheless, she had already made another that vow with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now who's going to look after this child? She was to give it waqaf. Now her alayhi salam. He takes care of this child, Hazrat Maryam. A special room is allotted for her in Masjidul Aqsa. The name of Maryam is an abida, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of Maryam is abida, a worshipper of Allah. So she was engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A special room was given to her in Masjid al-Aqsa. No one is allowed inside this room. Only as a Zakariya alayhi salam to go and give her food, etc. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So when Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, he should enter that room, what he should see? So she is there, and Huda, she's got fruit which is out of season. For example, now is summertime. Now what are the summer fruits? Mango, watermelon, all those things, grapes, nectarine, all those things. But now if winter time is going there, finding the summer fruit in winter, and winter time is going there, finding the fruit of other season there. Doesn't make sense. Oh Maryam, who has got access to this place? Who is coming in this room? Is someone coming and leaving this year? Anna laki hada, from where you are getting all this? What was her reply? Huwa min indillah, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is ar-raziq. He is a provider. The iman of that small little girl affected his heart so much. He's a Nabi of Allah. Immediately he makes dua. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'u dua. He's in his extreme old age. Oh Allah Pak, how are you giving this girl season, a fruit out of season? You give me a child out of season also. It's not my season to get any children. I'm in old age now. And Allah Pak accepts his dua, and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam is born to that couple, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam and his wife. Nevertheless, we see the same Maryam alayhi salam from a very, very young age is growing up to be a very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, now she's a grown-up lady, a young lady. All of a sudden, a person comes to her. A man comes in front of her. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah Pak, this person is coming in front of me. Go away from here. Don't come near me. If you have got the fear of Allah, go away from here. What was his reply? I am not a human being. I am an angel. Jibreel alayhi salam sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you to grant you a child. To grant you a child. So she got even more worried now. I'm not married. I'm not a bad woman. I did not commit zina with anyone. No husband. How am I going to get a child? He tells that this is a command of Allah. Allah commanded you, you must come and you must get a child. And he blows inside her clothing. And next thing she knows, she becomes pregnant. حَمَلَتْهَا فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. He becomes pregnant. And all in quick succession is happening. And now, she's worried, what are the people going to say? And now the labor pains are starting. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. Now she goes away to one lonely place where the khajur tree is. It sits on there now. Hey, what's going to happen? How am I going to face here, people? You better become نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. I must become destroyed and finished and I say like become dust and blown away in the wind, finished. No one must know about me too. But the plan of Allah Pak was different. Next thing, a beautiful child is born. And Allah Pak commands her now, after childbirth, the mother becomes very weak. Allah Pak commands her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَى تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فُكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّ عَيْنًا. Let's see this khajur tree, now shake this tree. If you look at a khajur tree, you know, Musa Bhai is here, in Madinah Sharif, how the khajur trees are? Can you shake a tree? A strong man can't shake a tree. But here a lady just gave birth now. She must shake the tree and the fruit must fall. So the command of Allah, she started shaking the tree and fresh rutub khajur started falling. So she ate that khajur and the water that was running, the stream that's running, she drank from that water. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. And Allah commands her, فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Anyone come and ask her, hey, what happened? How come you got a baby? Let's just keep quiet. How we got roza from eating and drinking? In the Shariat, the previous Shariats, there was roza from fasting, or fasting from speaking. I'm not speaking for 1 day, 2 days. So anyone comes and asks you anything? Fasting. I'm not talking. So as soon as she's coming with the baby, Ya Ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw, wa ma kanat ummika baghiya. Your parents are not bad people. Your mother was a very, very pious lady. Your father was a very good person. What happened to you? Where you came out like this? Now they started, you are not married. From you got a baby now. She just pointed to the baby. And she had to do that. She's asking, how can we speak to a newborn baby? You must give the answers. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبَدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. Now imagine a small newborn baby is speaking. That too not in a baby voice. Like just think now, this microphone is put by the baby's mouth and in clear Arabic, إِنِّي عَبَدُ اللَّهِ آتَى, that whole booming voice. People got a shock. What is this? I am the slave of Allah. Allah has given me the kitab, the Injil. Allah has made me a Nabi. And Allah Pak has made me blessed wherever I am. And Allah has commanded me salat with zakat. Allah has commanded me to be good to be my mother, kindness to my mother. Allah Pak did not make me hard-hearted, an unruly person. Allah Pak made me very, very kind-hearted. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Who is speaking? The small little baby. So this is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we believe in the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. A time comes when he grows up and is inviting towards the obedience of Allah, etc. The Yahud, the Jews, may Allah Pak destroy the troublemakers amongst them. In every zamana, they are troublemakers. Like today, how they are killing babies and children and mothers, and the killing. They were known for killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They even came to kill Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Pak made it such that the person that was in the forefront of killing him, Allah Pak put his shakal and appearance on that person's face. And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Pak lifted him up in the asman. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah Pak lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into the asman, into the heavens. And that person was put onto the cross. And they crucified him. They killed him. Allah Pak tells us very, very clearly in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill him, they did not crucify him. So our aqidah, our belief is that before Qiyamah, Nabi Isa a.s. is going to come back into this dunya. And he's going to follow the shari'at of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the first things he's going to come and do is break the cross. Then you will kill the khinzir, the pig, to show the people that this is totally forbidden. What is being wrongly attributed to me, that pork is halal, etc., is totally wrong. He'll kill the pig. And jizya will be put off now. Why? The tax which the non-Muslims are paying to, because everyone will accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the shariat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will rule with the shariat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the time will come, he'll get married, live a normal life. When the time will come for his mort, he will pass away a natural death, and he will be buried in Medina Munawwara by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, respected elders and dear brothers, we also believe in him. But we do not believe the wrong beliefs that the Christians have. We believe in what Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about him. Especially in this zamana, in this season, many, many people are doing all different things. But for us to tell someone Merry Christmas, or for us to give someone a Christmas present, or accept a Christmas present, or for us to put up Christmas decorations in our house, or Christmas tree, or in our shops, in our businesses, a Christmas sale, or Christmas decorations, or have one fat man wearing red clothes with a white beard, and making him sit in our shop thinking he'll bring the barakat in our shop. Or believing that that same fat man with the red clothes is going down people's thin chimneys and leaving presents for the people and going away. He's flying in the sky on a reindeer. All this nonsense is utter trash, is rubbish. We do not believe in all those things. We are the believers of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not fall for all these fairy tales. We got our beautiful deen of Islam. We are Musliman. We are the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-Islam. Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam deenan falan yuqbala min. Anyone does anything else other than Islam, it will never ever be accepted from him. And as you mentioned in the beginning, if a person dies without iman, forever and ever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. We should hate it from the bottom of our hearts. This is shirk. This is attributing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أَنْ دَعَوْ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا. Even the skies and the earth cannot take it. If the skies had their way, the skies will crack up and fall. The earth will split up. Everyone will sink in it. The mountains will be turned into dust, into smithereens. And da'u lirrahmani walada. Even the sky, the earth, the mountains cannot take it. That they're attributing a son to Allah. Yambaghi lirrahmani ayyattakhidha walada. How can Allah have a son? لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله. All this is kufr, to attribute the Trinity, one is three and three is one, the Holy Father, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Son. All nonsense that is. How can three be one and one be three? Zamba, if you go buy a car worth 3 billion rand, but you're giving them only 1 million rand, so I finish pay you. Does it make sense? 1 is equal to 3. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? On two things, their belief rests upon. One is the Trinity, and one is atonement. Or Jesus died for our sins. Do as you please, do what you want. On Sunday, go to Father, confess in front of him, pay him some money, and he'll bless you, you're forgiven. The rest of the week, do as you please. Sunday, go again, get forgiven by Father, pay him, and do as you please. Why? Jesus died for your sins. Na'udhu billah. Why should we follow and imitate and do anything that those people are doing? You are the ummatis of who? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you mentioned in the beginning, we believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but we follow who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we disbelieve in any Nabi of Allah, we cannot be Musliman. We cannot have iman. So I say, I do not bring iman in Isa alayhi salam, iman in Musa alayhi salam, Oh, I do not believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam. A person cannot be a mu'min. You have to believe. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. What we should say, سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. We hear and we obey. We hear the commandments of Allah, we obey. We're not like the Yahud, سمعنا وعصينا. We hear and we disobey. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every command of Allah, every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should try to bring into our lives. Allah Pak, keep us with iman, take us with iman, and raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with iman. We should discourage our children and everyone else from going to these festivals, wherever they're doing all the celebrations, and no, stay far away from that. The firecrackers will go, no, that's shaitan farting. We'll stay far from that. Create that hatred in the heart of our children for all these things. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Allah Pak, make iman beloved in our hearts. Allah Pak, make your obedience beloved in our hearts. And your disobedience, kufr, shirk, must be hated in our hearts. How a person hates dirty things. You put a plate of excreta in front of a person, how he'll hate it. See, more hatred than that should be for kufr and shirk. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسَادِ. More hatred for that should be for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep us with iman, take us with iman, raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with iman. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.